The 117th Congress continues to finalize organization and committee assignments. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with some updates on the House and Senate Agriculture Committees.
There's some new information that has been announced this week, including in the Senate, which is evenly divided, 50 Republicans, 50 Democrats. There has been an agreement reached on the organizing resolution, and that will allow all the committees, including the Agriculture Committee, to formally organize and establish their leadership and new committee members. And as a part of that, Senator Stabenow from Michigan will become the chairwoman, and Senator Bozeman from Arkansas will be the ranking member. And they have also announced new Democratic members for the committee, including two new senators from Cotton Belt states, and those are Senator Warnock from Georgia and Senator Lujan from New Mexico. We anticipate at least one new senator on the Republican side of the committee from a cotton-producing state as well. And then on the House Agriculture Committee, Republicans have announced their new committee members, and four of the seven new members are from cotton-growing districts. And then the Democrats in the House have not announced their final committee selections yet, but those should be coming any day now.
We also saw Tom Vilsack begin the confirmation hearing process for Secretary of Agriculture this week.
We would anticipate him being confirmed in the coming days and will be then in place at USDA. And that's going to be important as USDA is continuing its efforts to implement a number of the COVID relief and assistance provisions that were included in the broad package that was passed through Congress at the end of 2020. That includes an additional CFAP payment of $20 per planted acre on the 2020 crop that will be available for both upland and ELS cotton as well as other row crops. And then there's also the assistance that will be coming for U.S. textile mills. And the Cotton Council, we're working now with USDA staff on the details of how that program will be implemented and the timing, but we're urging that they move forward as quickly as possible on both of these provisions, recognizing though that it's going to take some additional time because we are in the middle of this transition from one administration to the next.